Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 16, the Payavrata process of worship, text number 26. And we're going to read up until text number 30. And this is all going to be explained in terms of Gaura Lila. Good luck. Now, you'll hear the subject matter, and let's see how we can make this in terms of Gaura Lila. If dirt dug up by a boar is available on the day of the dark moon, so please note this, one should smear this dirt on his body and then bathe in the flowing river. While bathing, one should chant the following mantra. There's plenty of boars around here, so there's no problem. I think they're boars, maybe they're pigs. But. Oh, Mother Earth, you are raised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a boar because of your desiring to have a place to stay. I pray that you kindly vanquish all the reactions of my sinful life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Thereafter, one should perform his daily spiritual duties and then, with great attention, offer worship to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also to the altar, the sun, water, fire, and the spiritual master. Text 29. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, greatest of all, who lives in everyone's heart and in whom everyone lives, O witness of everything, O Vasudev, Supreme and all-pervading person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So now we're on the text 30. Namo Vaktaya Sukshmaya. Pradana Purushaya Cha Chatur Vimshad Guna Jaya Jaya Guna Sankhyana Hetave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Avyaktaya, who are never seen by material eyes. Sukshmaya, transcendental. Pradana, Purushaya, the Supreme Person. Cha, also. Chatu Vimshat, 24. Guna Gyaya, the knower of the elements. Guna Sankhyana, of the Sankhya Yoga system. Hetave, the original cause. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Person. Being very subtle, you are never visible to material eyes. You are the knower of the 24 elements, and you are the inaugurator of the Sankhya Yoga system. Purport. Chatur Vimshad Guna, the 24 elements, are the five gross elements earth, water, fire, air, and ether. The three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and false ego. The 10 senses, 5 for working and 5 for acquiring knowledge. The 5 sense objects and contaminated consciousness. These are the subject matter of Sankhya Yoga, which was inaugurated by Lord Kapiladeva. The Sankhya Yoga was again propounded by another Kapila, but he was an atheist, and his system is not accepted as bona fide. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswatim Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskyatya De Satarne. It is said that Bhagavad Gita is the summary of all the Vedic literature in 700 verses. And the most important part of the Bhagavad Gita is the middle 6 chapters dealing with pure devotional service. And beginning with the 7th chapter, Krishna is explaining pure devotional service. And in that particular chapter, Krishna mentions that he's going to explain about everything material and spiritual, knowing which there's nothing more to be known. And he, in that chapter, he says, Bhumir apanalo vayu kamana buddha evacha ahankara iti yame bhina prakriti ashtita eta eteyam. So, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, these comprise the material nature. Eta dyoni bhutani Sarvaniti Padarya Aham Krishna Sajagata Prabhavas Pralayas Tata. And all that is material and all that is spiritual, know me to be the, both the source and the source of the annihilation. Matat Parataram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya Mayi Sarvamitam Proktam Mani Gana Sutre Mani Gana Iva. Know that all things rest on me. Just like pearls are strung in a thread. Matak paratram kinchit. Sutraimana iva. So, everything we see is actually Krishna's energy. Beginning with the most subtle, when we say earth, we mean anything that's solid. When we say water, we mean things that the energy that holds things together. When we say air, we mean things that move things, fire that transforms things. So these are universal qualities. What is earth here will be somewhat different earth in the heavenly planet. But there is a quality of solidity, there's a quality of liquidity, there's a quality of cohesion, and all these energies throughout the whole universe, they all come from Krishna. Now Krishna didn't just put all these energies here, just like a child sometimes plays with clay or finger painting, and they just throw things together. Nowadays in the West, modern art means they have a monkey and they take paint and they throw, monkeys throw paint against a canvas, and that's called art. And they sell it for thousands of dollars, monkey painting. But that's not how Krishna has arranged the material nature. The material energy has a purpose. Saha jagna praja shvisva puro prota prajapati anena prasavishadvam eshiyo vishta karmadu. Then the beginning, the Lord of all creatures, Brahma, he sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrificers for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this sacrifice, because it will bestow upon you all desired benedictions. In other words, we're looking at this energies here, and if we see it in relation to Krishna, then we'll see it's actually given to us for sacrifice. just like a child, little child, little girl, 5 years old, she wants to cook, imitating her parents. But it would be dangerous for her to handle fire, so her mother gives her a little plastic kitchen with a plastic stove and plastic pots, plastic chapatis, and she thinks she's cooking. Now, this material world is just like that. It's energy given by Krishna. It's actually a transformation of Krishna's effulgence, Brahman, and it's given to us. Now we can cook. Either we can imitate Krishna and think that we are Krishna or Radharani, or we can change our consciousness and realize this is an opportunity to try to serve Krishna in this endeavor, whatever our particular karma has brought us into, whatever particular body we're now inhabiting, whatever situation we're enjoying. It's an opportunity to serve Krishna. And what is that service? Transform not the material nature, but transform our consciousness. The very essence of the opportunity we have is not to transform from one material circumstance to another. It's transform our consciousness and become an instrument to help transform others' consciousness also. But if we think that the material nature is here for our enjoyment, that some arrangement of the senses with their objects will produce happiness, then we'll miss out on the opportunity to transform our consciousness. There may be some transformation of consciousness even in the mood of enjoyment in the material world, as one transforms from the modes of ignorance to the mode of passion to the mode of goodness, but that's a very long, long transformation of consciousness by following varna and ashram. In this age, since we only live for a very short period of time, therefore, transformation of consciousness means to transform it into Krishna consciousness. Now, Krishna consciousness means, practically speaking, to sacrifice for Krishna. That is, whatever energies we have to gain the vision, first of all, that it's Krishna's energy. Everything here is Krishna's energy. It's his energy, it's controlled by Krishna, it's been created by Krishna, it's controlled by Krishna, and it's meant to please Krishna, to serve Krishna. Now, varna and ashram is there to serve Krishna. It's also the instructions of Krishna, but that transformation takes a long time, as I said. Maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was able to transform his consciousness rapidly, so-called transform his consciousness, because when he went to an astrologer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took advantage of his position as a Brahmin in society, and he went out collecting donations. So he was also a Sankirtan devotee. So he was going out getting donations from the vendors, because at that time they used to give donations to Brahmins. And he went to one astrologer and he asked the astrologer, "My dear astrologer, who was I in my last lifetime?" So Prabhupada said, previously astrologers actually used to be bona fide. They used to be accurate. And this was an exceptionally good astrologer. He didn't have to ask for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth time. He didn't have to draw up an astrological chart. He simply went into meditation. And he was meditating, and suddenly he saw there was a great devastation, and in that devastation there appeared one boar lifting up the earth. Bhumandala. not just this little earth, but the whole Bhumandala. So he looked a little perplexed. He meditated a little more deeply, and then he saw this huge tortoise surrounded by the demigods and the demons, and there was Mandara Mountain on his top, and he was enjoying having his itch being scratched, and they were churning this mountain on the back of Tortoise, and he was getting more confused. Then he saw a half-man, half-lion killing this huge demon, blood everywhere. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, it's a bad day. I'm a little bewildered. Maybe I didn't meditate properly today, didn't do my sadhana. Maybe you can come back tomorrow. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, think a little harder, think deeper. So he went back thinking, and he saw this man, greenish man with a bow, and he had this monkey by his side, and this beautiful lady, and his brother. I saw him getting an idea. I think you were maybe you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you're not. Think harder. Not accurate. So he said, all right, I give up. Who are you? He said, well, actually, in my past lifetime, I know who I was. I was a cowherd boy. And because of my pious activities of herding a lot of cows, in this birth, I've taken birth as a Brahmin. Therefore, I know who I am. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his previous lifetime, was a cowherd boy, and he did herd a lot of cows, and he did take birth as a Brahmin. But this is not the process in this age. Not the only process. As Prabhupada writes, etam sushushitam brahmams tapatraya chikitsitam. Yet ishvare bhagavati karma Brahmani Bhavitam. This is from the first canto, fifth chapter, verse 32. Etam susichitam brahma. It is concluded by those who are some suchitam, completely purified persons, completely cleansed, that if we dovetail our activities in the service of the Personality of Godhead, then one will come to the highest stage of consciousness. And that's what we're trying to do, is transform our consciousness to Krishna consciousness. And the process in this age is Sankirtan Yajna. Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yanti Hi Sumedasa. So what is that Sankirtan Yajna? It's to dovetail our propensities and utilize them in the service of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada writes, if we have a tendency to study, we like to read, we like to speak, we like to explain things to people, then try to explain to people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simple enough. Prabhupada appreciated that. Saraswati, the daughter of Malati, and Shyamasundara was 5 years old. Here in India, she used to go up to people and ask people, do you know who Krishna is? And if they said no, she'd say that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada said, that's perfect preaching. One time, one man came up to Saraswati and challenged her and said, little girl, why are you chanting Hare Krishna? And Saraswati took her 5-year-old hand and slapped him across the face. And Prabhupada said, this is nishta, fixed. So it doesn't require great learning. It simply requires a conviction that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Srila Prabhupada was leaving, to go to India in 1967, I believe, or 67, after his illness. He was giving initiations in Seattle. And one man asked, everyone was just asking for initiation, probably was very liberally giving initiation. And when one man said, Swamiji, can you give me initiation? So Prabhupada said, okay, who is Krishna? And the man said, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada said, so who are you? He said, I'm Krishna's servant. So Prabhupada said, I will give you initiation. That's quite liberal. But that's the essence of our whole philosophy. That is transcendental knowledge. And if we are able to preach that, then we're preaching the very essence of knowledge. But don't try to become Krishna. Not that I'm giving such a nice lecture, everyone's appreciating my lecture, they're laughing at least half of my jokes. Therefore, I must be as good as Krishna. No, one should not try to take the place of Krishna. Don't decry Krishna. Oh, Krishna came so long ago. He taught so many things no one understands, and now I have to explain them. Well, Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada said so many things that he said, sometimes he said this and sometimes that, and maybe he didn't even understand. So how can we understand what he said? Don't humbly think, well, maybe Prabhupada understood whatever he was saying, but maybe we don't understand what he was saying. No, that's not possible. We're now empowered. No, don't try to decry Krishna or take his place, but try to convince people that Krishna is God. Humbly. Not that, oh, Krishna is God and I realize it, surrender to me. No, in a humble way, one has to preach Krishna consciousness. If Krishna is actually God, how humble we must be, being 1/10,000th the size of Tipperary in size. Now, not everyone has the inclination or the capacity to actually try to convince people that Krishna is God. But some people have the ability to organize, to make arrangements. So, like Arjuna, he was not a Brahmin, but he made the arrangements so that Krishna consciousness could be preached. At the beginning, Prabhupada writes that Arjuna did not want to fight against his relatives because he thought it would not be very nice, the arrangements that would be made. Seeing all the dead relatives on the battlefield would be very disturbing to me. But Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight, make the arrangements so that Yudhisthira Maharaj would become the emperor of the world, and therefore the atmosphere would be there so that Krishna consciousness could be developed. Although Duryodhana had made very nice arrangements for the material welfare of the people in general, but because he was a demon, Krishna consciousness could not be effectively spread. So Arjuna fought on behalf of Krishna. So we have to make arrangements to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. There is a science of spreading Krishna consciousness. And Lord Krishna has explained the same science, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested that science, has displayed the science in a practical way. Bring people to hear about Krishna, Manmana, Baba Mad Bhakto, try to help them become devotees, give them japa beads, chant Hare Krishna, worship the deity. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Associate with the devotees in loving exchanges and spread Krishna consciousness and make the atmosphere spiritual. This is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, given to us by Srila Rupa Goswami. Same teachings as given by Lord Krishna. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te prati jani priyosi me. And all the way up to idam te na dapaskaya na bhaktaya na kastkana na cha shushu shave vacham na chamam yobasuyati ya idam paramam guyam madbhakteshva vadashati bhakti mayi puram kritva mam e vaishatya samshayaha. That become Krishna conscious and spread Krishna consciousness, but don't preach to the demons. Don't throw your pearls to swine. Try to find persons who are potentially devotees and try to help them understand the process of devotional service. Same teachings Lord Krishna gave, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also given in this age, and Srila Prabhupada is delivering it to us, the same process. And if we become humble, in a humble way, we can present this process to people, but there must be arrangements made for the process to be effective. If we don't know who our target audience is, if we don't know who to preach to, then we'll just preach to everyone. I remember one time I was at the airport. I was distributing books in O'Hara Airport, and it was the marathon. And one of the GBC who was heading the BBT was coming to visit us, because in Chicago, we were the top distributors in the world at that time. There was Pragosh, Vaisha Sika, and Tripurari, and I was some others. I was also part of that, competing. And this particular devotee, Rameshwar Prabhu, he came by and he saw me distributing. And I was only focused on persons I thought would actually take a book. And he said, no, don't do it this way. Just approach everyone. So I approached everyone while he was there for 5 minutes. And then my tactics changed, because we were out there 8 hours a day and I already had enough experience, I was going to waste my time. So we have to find our target audience. Otherwise, it is just like there's what's called a cartoon, I don't know how else to describe it in America. It may be famous here also. It's called Peanuts. You've heard of Peanuts, this cartoon? Charlie Brown, Peanuts. And Charlie Brown has a girlfriend, her name is Lucy. Everyone has their boy. Every boy has her Radharani, and every Radharani has his Narayan. So Charlie Brown has his expansion called Lucy. And Charlie Brown is firing arrows into a wall. And Lucy is watching him in admiration. And Charlie Brown is walking up to the wall and drawing a circle around the wall. Circles. Where the arrow had hit the wall. And Lucy's asking, Charlie, what are you doing? And he said, well, I'm drawing a target around the arrow, and that way I can say I always hit my target. So similarly, we may go out and try to spread Krishna consciousness, but if we don't do it in an organized way, then whatever results we get, and there will be results just by chanting Hare Krishna, just by distributing prasadam, just by distributing books, some results will come. And then of course we claim that is because of our great organization and intelligence that they're coming. But we have to have an organization, bring the people in who are actually developed a Krishna consciousness, who actually will become not only devotees temporarily, some of us were expert at getting people to come in. I remember Tamal Krishna Maharaj Prabhupada was at, he came from here in India, and he was doing some preaching. India at that time was very difficult preaching, very difficult organization. I don't know what it's like now, but it was even more difficult back then. And he wanted to come, Vishnu Jan Maharaj, he wanted Tamalkrishna Maharaj to come and join him and preach in the West. But Prabhupada was not very happy because it was very difficult to find managers here in India. In any case, Tamalkrishna Maharaj came and he started to travel with Vishnu Jan Maharaj, and they came to a place where Prabhupada was. And Prabhupada wanted to see what Vishnu Jan Maharaj had done. So I believe it was in Berkeley. Berkeley was a place where they were quite successful in getting people to come on their bus for a week or two, Radha Damodar. So they joined the bus, they got 10 devotees who were going to travel for a week, and Tamalkrishna Maharaj came with the buzzers and he shaved them all up and presented them before Prabhupada. First time they were shaved up, first time practically they put on dhotis, and Prabhupada saw, well, here's 10 new devotees, shaven up dhotis, and his preaching is quite successful. Yes, you can stay here in America and preach. Of course, those devotees, when I joined Radha Damodar, none of them were there. They came for a week and they left after a week. But we don't want devotees to come in one door and then out the back door. We want people who will actually take up the process of devotional service, chant Hare Krishna, follow the regular principles, and go further in devotional service. Actually become committed to 16 rounds, four regular principles, and then learn how to become warm in the association of devotees. Feel the happiness, the loving exchanges and association of devotees, so they actually feel like they belong to the Hare Krishna movement. They're not just temporarily here in order to gain something and then leave and find a better occupation. So many devotees, I remember, they joined. At first we were only distributing books, and only those devotees who were serious generally joined. But then later we graduated into paintings and candles and so many other things, and many devotees decided that it was much more economically viable to go out on their own and set up their own candle business, their own painting business. Of course, they were going to come and visit the temple. They were going to remain devotees, at least come to the temple every Jamashtami, just to make sure that Krishna realizes that they're still always thinking about him. No, we actually want devotees who are going to become serious, especially develop to the platform of loving exchanges with the devotees, becoming part of a community, feeling that they belong. Not that they're just living here, but they actually belong here. And then actually taking membership, initiation, and committing themselves to service, to active service to spreading the Hare Krishna movement. And then rising up to the platform, developing the character of a pure devotee. That is our whole mission, is to develop pure devotees, those who are always thinking about Krishna in love and devotion, in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and feelings of separation. So the intelligent, those who can preach, they can preach. Those who are organizing, they can organize. And those who collect resources should utilize those resources, which are the goddess of fortune, in the Sankirtan movement. And what is the result of such service? What should it be? That we become excellent orators, we become great organizers, or we become wealthy businessmen? No, it's kataruchi. We develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. And especially in this age, in the mood of separation from Chaitanya, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. This is what our acharyas are bringing to us, this opportunity to engage ourselves, whatever our propensity is. It doesn't matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked by Ramananda Roy, what is the process of becoming Krishna conscious? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is not vanashram in this age. It is not even renunciation. It is not even giving up all different varieties of activities and taking to meditation. Jnane priyasa mudapastana mante eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya varatam stane sita shudigatam tanuvangmano vira ye priyasa jita jita taistri lokyam. In this age, the process is jnanam priyasam udapastana mante eva. Just give up speculating. Jnanam priyasa udapastana mante eva. Speculating that there's something other. Well, anyhow, our giving up speculation generally means we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And we try to hear. Try it. Not so easy. To simply chant and hear. Not even trying to remember Krishna's pastimes. That is not exactly speculation, but it's not even recommended. As I mentioned, I wrote to Srila Prabhupada one time, and I asked Srila Prabhupada, is it all right if I remember Krishna's pastimes when I'm chanting japa? And of course I expected Prabhupada to write me back a letter, oh, you're such a great devotee, I'm so happy I have a disciple who's remembering Krishna's pastimes. But instead, Prabhupada wrote back, said, no, don't try to remember Krishna's pastimes when we're chanting Hare Krishna. Simply chant and listen. And if Krishna's pastimes come spontaneously, that is very nice, but not that we're artificially trying to remember them. So chant and listen, then our mental speculation will go away. Jnanam priyasam udapasta namanta. And try to become submissive. It is not only we want to listen, but what is this namanta? That here I am, I'm 1/10,000th the size of tip of hair in size, I'm so tiny, but I have this huge false ego. I'm so tiny, I'm insignificant, I'm less than an atom, but my false ego is practically bigger than the universe. So try to become humble. Namanta eva. And how to do it? Jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiya vartam. Hear from those who are actually self-realized. Hear the path that they've given to us, hear their experience of how they became Krishna conscious. And what are they going to tell us? Stane stita. Don't try to be change. Everyone is trying to change. They're trying to change to such a degree. First people were just changing their occupation, then they were changing their family. People get married, third marriage. As one, it became so bad, people didn't want to get married anymore. As one devotee lady, she went to her mother and said, Mother, this is a lady who was living with this other devotee man for 27 years. They had 3 children. She went to her mother and said, Mother, we're going to get married finally. And her mother took her hand and said, My dear daughter, are you sure he's the right man? So people are changing their marriages so frequently. Now they don't even like their sex. Someone becomes a man, he becomes a woman, a woman becomes a man. They don't like them, they become in between, and they try everything. Everything is changing, Kali Yuga. Stanesita, it doesn't matter, you're man, you're woman, you're black, you're white, you're Russian, American, Indian, it doesn't matter, you're a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, a Shudra. Stanesita, Shudigatam, just try to hear. Because we're none of these things. We're not black or white or Russian, American, Shudra, man, woman. We're none of these things. Shudigatam tanu vangmanobhira. And engage whatever you are in Krishna's service with your body, mind, words, and what will happen? Ye priyasa jita jito taistrilokyam. Taistrisi taistrilokyam. Krishna will be happy. He'll be pleased that you're trying to serve the Sankirtan movement. Just try to understand how simple the Sankirtan movement is and how it requires so many varieties of persons to participate to make it successful. Everyone has their place in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Prabhupada said, it's a cultural revolution. Part of that cultural revolution is to show people how to engage their energies in Krishna's service, how to be happy in whatever situation they're in, whether it be brahmachari life, or grihastha life, or vanaprastha life, or sannyas life. Be happy in whatever circumstances you're in, but participate in the cultural revolution. And what is that revolution? Utilize our talents. Art, music, drama, everything that we have, whatever talent we have. And what is that what is we trying to do? By books, by music, by art, by culture, convince people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janma, karma, chame divyam, evam yoveti tatvataha. And he's come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and simply asks us to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And if we do that, then Krishna will be very pleased, because that's why he comes, again and again, yuge, yuge, millennium after millennium. And if we do that, if we unite on that platform, Prabhupada said, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, unity and diversity, achintya bheda bheda tattva. Whoever we are, be happy in that position. Don't think we're missing something. We're actually, the only thing we're missing is Krishna. And Guru Prabhupada was writing to one Gurukul student who wrote him a letter. And the Gurukul student sent Prabhupada, from Dallas actually, it was some additions. And Prabhupada wrote back, very nice, very nice. You're learning very nicely. That now you have one, you know that 1 + 1 = 2 and 2 + 3 = 5. So that you're learning very nicely. But learn this math. Just like 1 + 1 = 2, so Krishna plus anything is equal to Vrindavan. So if you always chant Hare Krishna, then you'll always be in Vrindavan. So please learn that math. So our process is very simple. Convince people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if they can serve him in this age, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, and trying to spread the Hare Krishna movement by utilizing whatever talent we have. We don't have to change to anything else. We just have to utilize whatever we have. Then if our movement is united on that, everyone is living happily and peacefully, doing whatever service they can render, then we have something to offer to other movements. Not that, please join our movement, we're fighting very nicely. Most of our members, they've left because they got knocked out or whatever. So we need some more people to come. So please come to our movement. We can knock you out also. No, we show harmony, peacefulness, happiness in doing whatever service we can do for Krishna, and the ecstasy, just like we were hearing from Shruti Kirti Prabhu. What spread the Hare Krishna movement is Prabhupada's ecstasy, deep meditation upon Krishna, his name, form, quality, and pastimes. He was living with Krishna. Bhavan vidas bhagavatas tirtha bhutak swayam vibho tirtani bhutani swantak stena gatabhritaha. Vidura came back and he was fully absorbed in meditation and Krishna. And Yudhisthira Maharaj noted that by his deep meditation Krishna, he was bringing the whole spiritual world there, wherever he went. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his direct associates in the civil succession, if we meditate upon the mercy given to us, we serve the mercy of the Sankirtan movement, the highest mercy of Adarya, compassion, and try to become Krishna conscious, and whoever we meet, help them become Krishna conscious by learning the science of Krishna consciousness and engaging our energies in Krishna's service, then the result is that we'll also become touchstones. We'll also receive the same mercy of feelings of separation from Krishna and his associates in Vrindavan, and wherever we will go, we'll turn that place into Vrindavan. That will attract people to join the Hare Krishna movement. That will keep our movement together, the loving exchanges between Krishna and his associates. Then we can attract everyone. We can attract the members of the Gaudiya Math. We just don't agree with them on everything, but we all agree. We agree that Krishna is God. Similarly, other religious movements convince them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's all we have to do. The rituals, the externals, that's not so essential. The essential thing is Krishna is God. Let everyone unite in that movement, and that will actually change the world. But we have to become convinced ourselves that Krishna is God. We have to know the science of becoming Krishna conscious. And if we do that for ourselves personally, and we distribute that to others to the best of our ability, then our society will become actually a society of loving exchanges, developing devotees to the highest character of pure devotees. And our Srila Prabhupada will be pleased, our acharyas will be pleased, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased, and the world will actually be benefited by becoming Krishna conscious. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaj.
This is common, you're saying, but what to think about when you chant. I was a bhakt in LA in 1970. A man asked Prabhupada, when I chant, I see lights, I hear bells. Prabhupada said, keep chanting, it'll go away. So my question was, you said, you know, we have to be selective on who we're going to preach to, focus. I'm all for organization, no doubt about it. At the same time, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did discriminate who was a proper candidate and who wasn't a proper candidate. We see Prabhupada, even at the point of initiation, I don't know what the numbers are, but 60-70% fell away. So we're supposed to be, you know, hey, forget you, you're out, you're, you know, and if somebody shows up at Tilak and a Sikh and they're, with, you know, confirmed they're a Brahmin in previous life, I mean, what's up? How is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood? And how is the Prabhupada's mood?
Prabhupada said that actually I came here to create Brahmins. He wanted to create Brahmins. Now, we go out, we chant Hare Krishna, we offer Krishna consciousness to everyone. We go out and distribute books. We offer these books to everyone. We offer even prasadam. Not everyone accepts. So right away we're eliminating a lot of people in the universe. Now of those who accept, not everyone comes to the temple. So that's already a very select people. Now of those who come to the temple, not everyone keeps on coming to the temple. But of those who keep on coming to the temple, we should introduce to them something about Krishna consciousness. I travel around the world and even my own GBC zone, it was like a unique idea that when people come to the temple regularly, we should introduce to them japa beads. We should get them to start, try to get someone to chant Hare Krishna. Of course, it was some temples they do that. Get them to chant japa beads. Get them to take some books home with them. I've been to temples for years. People come, they don't come for the lecture, they don't come for the kirtan, they only come for prasadam. So that's nice, but those who do come for the lecture, those who do come for the kirtan, tell them there's a process. Chanting Hare Krishna, japa, four regular principles, introduce Krishna consciousness. Know that, oh, don't tell them those things. They'll never come back again. No, we have to introduce Krishna consciousness. And those who are actually chanting Hare Krishna, those who are actually taking initiation and following regular principles, then tell them, even before they take initiation, you're supposed to do service after you take initiation. Wow, no kidding, I'm not taking initiation. They told me I'm going to take initiation. All my sinful reactions, they just fly into my spiritual master. A couple hit the fire, but a lot of them just... I become purified, I become, you know... Now, service afterwards, I didn't join this movement to serve. I joined to get rid of my sinful reactions. No, there's service, there's life after initiation. There's devotional life after initiation. And what is all the service meant for? Work. As it says that Mary had a little lamb, it would have become a sheep, but joined the local temple and died from lack of sleep. Not just work, 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 service, 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 but the whole idea is to develop character, a pure devotion, that there's a process that we're bringing them to. No, not everyone accepts it. So automatically, those who have an interest on any level, they're welcomed. But we want to actually see what is the potential of those who are coming and try to develop them to their highest potential. We don't reject anyone. Even there was one rabbit. Rabbit was in San Francisco. Rabbit was called Rabbit because he never bathed. He was a street person. He never bathed. He never brushed his teeth. You knew where Rabbit was from 2 miles away because you could smell him. So what Rabbit wanted to see Prabhupada. So Prabhupada actually... Prabhupada actually granted Rabbit an interview. So Prabhupada was quite merciful. But Prabhupada, as we can see in his preaching, he didn't tell everyone everything. He understood people's potential and he tried to develop them from their potential. Prabhupada did not tell Rabbit to shave up. But whatever he was at, Prabhupada was merciful. Even Professor Katosky, Prabhupada tried to tell him that he wasn't his body, that we're all eternal souls. Professor Katosky couldn't understand. Then Prabhupada tried to introduce a little bit about Varnashram, that the purpose of society is to develop people to the highest, to the mode of goodness, try to make good people. Professor Katosky could not understand. And then Prabhupada said, "Can you please get me a taxi?" And Professor Katosky said, "I'm sorry, Swamiji, I cannot do that." So Prabhupada had to go out in the street with Shyamasundara and look for a taxi. Prabhupada tried. I mean, look at Prabhupada's preaching to the theologians in Los Angeles, that movie. He said, "Here is Krishna. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Six opulences. Accept him. Why don't you accept him?" They cannot accept him. So what could Prabhupada do? He tried. Whatever the potential was, then he tried to bring them to a higher level. Prabhupada knew the whole science. But if they didn't go, what could he do? That was up to them.
Maharaj, you were giving example of Prabhupada asking someone, "Do you know Krishna?" He said, "Yes, I know Supreme Personality of Godhead." He asked me another question, he also gave that one question answer. So similarly, many devotees, they come here, they are uneducated. They don't know to write or they don't know to read. But they know they are coming from Krishna, we know Krishna and God and everything. And if they want to take initiation, then we have our disciple course and this, and we have so many courses we have to do. So how do we react on that?
That actually we're Krishna's eternal servant, and we're going to serve Krishna in a mission. That when we take initiation, we're taking initiation as Krishna Das, as Dasa Dasa Anudasa. That's the purpose of the course. That we're not only becoming a servant of our Diksha Guru, but we're becoming servant of the whole society. Appropriately, all the authorities within society, including anyone who's higher than us, more advanced than us in some way, we should learn from them. The disciple course is to teach us what it actually means to become Krishna Das. We may know theoretically that Krishna is God, so that's good, but initiation is meant to bring us to the second level, where we find out that God has his representatives, and there is more than one of them. So that's why we have our disciple course. Well, you can learn, he can hear the disciple course is spoken, so you listen. And if you can't listen, then what to do? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.